The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services is creating a new task force. Its goal is to examine what they say are bad naturalization cases, according to Director Francis Cisna. As a result, the agency expects to hire dozens of lawyers and immigration officers in the coming weeks to find U.S. citizens they say should not have been naturalized, revoke their citizenship, and then eventually deport them. Orr Jadu is with me to explain. She's a former chief counsel for the USCIS and is now the director of the immigrant advocacy group DHS Watch. She's also an immigration law professor at Washington College of Law at American University. Thanks for being here, Orr.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's start at the beginning. What is denaturalization and how often does it happen?
So it's a very rare thing that happens. Denaturalization is the process that is used to take away the naturalization that someone obtained after immigrating to the United States in cases where perhaps the naturalization was obtained through other identities or through some kind of fraud, misrepresentation.
And for some of our listeners who may not be aware, can you just explain quickly what being naturalized means?
Sure. So usually when a person immigrates to the United States, comes from another country, they begin a process. Let's just talk about, for example, a very typical example of a student comes here for college, spends several years on a student visa. Let's say they decide they would like to find a job in the United States after they graduate from college. They then go on to a work visa, some of the more famous visas, H-1Bs, for example. And then their employer says, well, we really like you. We would like to keep you forever, or we'd like you to stay. So we're going to try to get you what is lawful permanent residence, and many people know it as a green card. And that takes a long time to get. Then the person is a lawful permanent resident, and after generally 5 years, good moral character, and various other requirements a person has to go through, they may apply for naturalization and then become what is a full U.S. citizen, just like someone who is born in the United States, and they have all the rights to vote and participate fully in our society.
Now that you just described a very involved process, there's been a big focus on what the administration has called criminal aliens, and I'm quoting their own language there. And so I think most Americans would say, well, you know, if someone has committed a crime or isn't somebody that we want to have in the United States, they would sort of maybe understand the involved process that this organization is looking to undertake. My question to you is, are these folks, these estimated 2,500 people, are these people who are working in the United States, have been here for a couple of decades, have paid Social Security, and now we're looking at their paperwork?
Yeah, so this is a problem that goes back. So every time a person tries to obtain a benefit, an immigration benefit, they have to provide their fingerprints. And this has been something the United States has been doing for many years, decades. Well, those fingerprints were collected on paper before we had the technology to collect them electronically. And then there came a time where they were collected on paper and then put into a database, an electronic database, when electronic databases were created, which is in the 90s. And now they're collecting them mostly digitally. So now they're going straight into these databases that are all used to check. Every time a person tries to obtain a benefit, a person's fingerprints are checked against these databases to connect them to whomever they were throughout the process. Well, as you can imagine, some people may have came to the U.S. before all of these fingerprints were collected digitally, before all of these fingerprints that were collected on paper were digitized, which is an extreme effort to go back to every file and input those fingerprints in. And not all of those paper file fingerprint cards from a long time ago were completely added to these electronic databases that are searched.
So let me just be clear. There are about 2,500 folks whose cases are going to be reviewed. Is that correct?
That's what I understand.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, and this is just because of a suspicion of having used incorrect or improper paperwork, or what's triggering this group in particular?
Well, according to the Inspector General, there was a group of people that at the time that they were naturalized, their fingerprint cards that were collected before were not inputted into the databases that USCIS had searched at that time that they were seeking naturalization.
Are American citizens who've been naturalized outside of this 2,500 or estimated 2,500, should they be concerned? Do they have to worry about potentially having their cases brought up in the future?
So this is the part that concerns me the most. I worked in the government. Every American should be very concerned that their government should always ensure, essentially, they should practice principles of good governance. If there is a problem and people are being naturalized when they shouldn't be, well, we should identify what that problem is. We should correct it, and we should prevent such instances of problems occurring in the future. And that's what the Inspector General noted in their 2016 report, that this problem was identified in 2008, 2009, and since then, efforts were being made to fix the problem. And in fact, in 2016, when the IG report came out, the DHS spokesperson was saying, well, we're redoubling our efforts. We're going to do even more to ensure that we correct the problem. And that is the right thing for any good government to do. And my concern is, why all the public notice? What is the issue? Why are you publicly doing this now? Based on the track record of this administration that believes in many ways and has used fear to send a message to immigrant populations, it suggests something other than good government. It suggests perhaps that they're wanting to use fear again for people who are potentially seeking naturalization, or those who have already naturalized, that they should be worried that perhaps their naturalization could be reviewed and potentially questioned.
Oor Jadu is the director of the immigrant advocacy group DHS Watch. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.